This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program, well, you are right now. That's a pretty good indicator of what's up. Who's listening? You're listening. Also listening, I'm listening carefully. Victoria Keelan is listening carefully. Kara Schillen is listening carefully. And I got to figure that somewhere Jennifer Horn is listening carefully, even though she's not around this week. She doesn't want to get too far behind. She wants to know what's going on. We want to know what you think is the important story of the day. Follow us on Twitter at Good Day Show. Lots of comments there. And one of the things that I like nicely put by some, in fact, is that they see that we're trying to find the good side to every situation. There is failure. We have in this country this week a massive failure. So what do we do in this experience? We have failed as a country. When you look at this situation in Orlando, how else do you describe it except a complete breakdown in almost everything that happens to make life seamless? And then, as if that wasn't enough, then there's this, the focus, there's got to be some bad karma in Central Florida, Orlando, in that area, not only because of the situation at the club, but then the story yesterday that horrified so many people, this two-year-old toddler who was attacked and killed by an alligator at a Disney property in Orlando. Orlando is supposed to be a great place. Disneyland is supposed to be a great place. Yet these things happen. And we were talking behind the scenes, if you will, off the air, about how impractical it is for some people to go to these areas. Florida, especially Central Florida, is loaded with alligators. That's just the way it is. From the Space Coast all the way over to Tampa. And this time of year, they're mating. They're all over the place looking for love or something to eat, one or the other. So why Disney has this artificial lagoon and it's not enclosed, I mean, I think they leave themselves open, and I'm sure this family will sue the hell out of them because the alligator, if the alligators are there, I don't think there's any reason not to shoot them because they're a danger. There's probably somebody someplace that said, oh, no, you can't kill the alligators.
Prevent people from going near the water?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, why would you let people go into a man-made lagoon that's easily accessible? Alligators are, as I said, this is mating season. They're all over the place. They're like walking out, coming out of an ant. Ants coming out of an anthill.
Right.
So it isn't. It doesn't make a lot of sense to allow people or enable people to be close to them. I mean, you got to have rocks.
This is the gorilla with the zoo part too. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Parental responsibility of the park.
The parents were held not responsible in that circumstance. I don't agree with that. I think your parents were responsible, but in this circumstance, you know, people come from out of state. They don't know what's going on down there, and so one moment the child's playing in the water and they're walking around, and the next thing you know, an alligator's jumped out of the water and grabbed the kid and swam away with them.
Well, yeah,
that's the end of the kid.
These bodies of water should just not be accessible because they were in it, you know, later in the evening. I think it was a little after 9 p.m. So it was dark, I saw the dumbest thing on the news yesterday was someone was saying this wasn't a malicious attack from the alligator. He didn't have malicious intent. I was like, it's an alligator.
No,
of course he doesn't.
Alligators are hungry. That's what they do.
It was, you know, instinct, and they don't normally attack humans from what I know. But if it's dark out and there's a little thing splashing in the water, of course the alligator is going to attack. It looks just like anything else, you know?
Right.
It could have been any other animal, and it's such a sad story. But, I mean, I understand Disney wants people to be able to see the water, but if there's a chance, you know, I would rather not be able to get in the water and not get attacked by an alligator than be able to see the view. And I don't know, something's going to have to change for them in the future because, yeah, they're going to get the crap suit out of them.
Yeah, so this whole area should have been roped off.
The proof is that alligators don't like humans because this kid didn't get eaten. The body was found intact. And what happened is sometimes they take their prey and they bury it to go back and eat it later. But this kid was just, he brought him in the water, and probably, I'm guessing, the sheriff's going to find out when they do an autopsy, the baby drowned.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a two-year-old. So how long would it take if the alligator was swimming underwater and dragging the toddler, then how likely, like, I mean, how long are they going to survive anyways? It probably only took a minute or two.
Well, it's interesting. We were down in the Louisiana Bayou last year, and we did an alligator swamp tour, and I learned so much about alligators. They have no ears, so they can't hear anything. They only feel vibrations in the water. So as soon as the dad rushed in, that's when the alligator swims away. Because the biggest predator to an alligator is a human, so they don't actually want to attack. They don't see us as part of their food chain. It's the other way around. So that's why the boy was bitten and then released, and the alligator swam away. Because as soon as the splashing and the vibration came in from the people trying to rescue the boy, it swam away. But they've killed 5 alligators so far, and this is like the movie Jaws. They're trying to kill every shark to try to find the right one. They're never going to find the right one. This is just, it's sad and it's tragic, and it's an accident.
The same as the next.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Disney stock, this is how crazy people are. Disney stock went down yesterday about $8 because of a couple of things. Because they're in Orlando, and that's where the shooting was, because of this alligator attack, and because the opening of the new Disney resort in Shanghai apparently not going according to Hoyle. They spent $5 billion to build a Disneyland in Shanghai, supposed to be one of the most important launches in the history of Disney. But there have been some problems with it, and as a result of that and other things, I'm up and down when it comes to Disney. I think that there are some great things that come from Disney. I, however, think that they have way too much control over what goes on in the areas where they are. The people who work for them mostly leave unsatisfied with the work and the way that they are treated. The lower level people do anyway, but that's, you know, that's the way it is. I just find when companies get this big, look at the movies around. Every other movie is made in a Disney studio, so there's that, and the power and control that people have in businesses that get to be this big. There's a great American story with the Disney company, no question about it. But the other side of it is, it's a little too much. It's just too much for me, anyway. I've never been. I remember. Let's see. I used to broadcast with some regularity from the Disney studio in Orlando, and I said something, and I don't even really remember what I said on the air one day. But whatever it was, it annoyed the woman who was in charge of the radio division at the Disney site, and so I was never invited back again. And I honestly, I don't remember what I said. When I was friends with Ed McMahon, he tried to smooth it over, and not even he could smooth it over. And I honestly don't remember what the heck I said. But it must have been something that annoyed him, one way or the other. So, but anyway, it's just the whole business of Orlando and how it's grown, and the things that happen in a city that grows that fast. When you think about it, it's only been 40 years. It was a speck. Yesterday I was talking about the Orlando airport. Orlando was a speck on the map before Disney bought all that land and has created and it literally built a huge community. And they want to do that in Shanghai. You know, they've gone to China because the Chinese wanted them to come over there. They want to get back some of the American dollars, whatever it is. And so Americans spent a lot of money building this. And Disney, on the other hand, for its part, thinks they can make a lot of money because there are now a lot more upwardly mobile people who can spend the kind of money that Disney wants you to spend going to a park of theirs for, what is it, $100-something a piece to get into a Disney park here now, right? How much does it cost to get to, I think we talked earlier this year about them upping the price. Some astronomical crazy number.
Not cheap. Yeah.
No. To go in and stand around in lines forever.
Yeah, and in Shanghai, and I know that you're not a fan of the Warcraft movie, but because in China it's breaking records. It's breaking global records just in China. There's obviously a need and a want for that type of high-tech, you know, virtual reality type experience. So I think that this is probably going to do the new Disneyland or Disney World, whatever they're calling it in Shanghai, it's going to do extremely well. Part of the reason the stock dropped this week is because it came out that the shooter in Orlando had already scoped out Disney and found one of the entrances where they don't check bags. So they have a security breach there that is scaring off a lot of families, too. Mm. So that's part of the problem.
All right, let's make things better. Ready for something that's good?
Yes.
My Pillow is good. My Pillow is great. My Pillow is the best. My Pillow beats all the rest of the pillows in a pillow fight. I can see that. In a pillow fight, I'd rather have a My Pillow than any other kind of pillow. Well, there is a fight among the people that sell pillows because there are a lot of good pillows on the market today. Very hard for you to find a pillow that you can really feel like it's your own. Take my word for it. You can feel that your My Pillow is yours. It's the perfect fit. All you got to do is when you get it, you throw it in the dryer, activates the patented MyPillow fill so that you can use it, and it will adjust just the right way for your neck, your back, whatever it is that needs extra support. But you need to get, no matter what, a good night's sleep. And MyPillow does it. Doesn't go flat. Doesn't get hot. It will do what you want it to do. And here's the special deal for Doug Steffen listeners. MyPillow is offering, when you call 800-874-8985 and use the promo code DS for Doug Steffen, they're offering you a free pillow. You buy one at the regular price, you get a free pillow, a second pillow, that you can use for yourself or your partner. However it works for me to pay for one and get two. Doesn't it work for you that way? 800-874-8985. Superb sleep. A superb product, superb American-made pillow, the MyPillow. 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS. If you'd like to, or you think it's easier to go to MyPillow.com, order it there. But no matter what, get this pillow, get a good night's sleep. 800-874-8985. Promo code DS for a free MyPillow.
This weekend at Kohl's, there's still time to save on great gifts for Dad. Like a new dress shirt or tie, only $19.99. Give him a watch gift set for only $27.99. And save 50 to 60% on a performance golf shirt. And no matter how you pay, take an extra 20% off these already great sale prices. Everyone gets Kohl's cash, too. Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid June 16th through 19th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And I see how Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief is so smart they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. I need to patent that.
Use only as directed. Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Our
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ago. The year is 1964. The Beatles made history as the only recording act to ever have all of the top five songs in order backwards. We're going to count them down from number five to number one. Remember, this is this week, 1964. The Phenom of all phenoms was the group from Liverpool, England, the Beatles, and number five was Please Please Me. Now, you recognize this. You were wondering what this song sounded like, Victoria. Now,
yes.
You recognize it?
I do.
Crack it up, Kara. The Mop Top.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
Come on. Number four, even better.
I wanna hold your hand.
Oh my God, that's a great song.
I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. Oh please, say to me.
Clapping it.
Let me be your man.
Please,
and
let me be your man.
Say to
please.
Me.
Say to me.
You let me hold your hand.
He goes extreme at that point. I want to hold your hand. Number four this week in 1964. Number three.
Can't
be bad. So let's see here. We're going through the top five. First week in 1964, only time one group or individual has had all of the top five tunes. Please Please Me 5, I Want to Hold Your Hand 4, She Loves You, number 3. Number 2 is Twist and Shout.
I love this song.
Isley Brothers had a great version of it as well. Come on, come on, come on, baby.
Did the Beatles write this?
No. I don't remember who wrote this or in the Beatles.
Is this one of the rare instances where they didn't write the song?
I'm going to go back. I'm going to stand. I don't know that I'm going to stand correct on this. Kara, do me a favor, will you? As I get something else open on my screen, will you just check quickly to see if Lennon McCartney wrote the words and music for this? I don't think they did, but I could be wrong. Meanwhile, we'll listen to the number one song this week in 1964. Can't buy me love. This is Paul. John singing lead with John. Yeah, I think it is. All right, crank it up. Remember my Beatles.
Tell me if you want the kind of thing the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love.
The girls would scream at that moment as well. When they would scream, the girls would scream. Did you find out what Twist and Shout was all about?
So it was written by Phil Medley and Burt Burns, but it was recorded by the Top Notes first, and then the Isley Brothers, and then covered by the Beatles and a few other people. The Who, the Tremolos, a bunch of people.
Hmm. Yeah, this was a great version of it, but the Isleys had the most success with it. All right, Beatles music in the focus here at 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Now, you may not all live in Arizona like I do. The temperature today is going to reach 108 degrees. But it's really important that you know the signs of heat stroke, because lots of times our pets run around like crazy, and we shouldn't let them do that, and they do suffer from heat stroke. So here are some of the symptoms. If you notice that your pet is panting excessively, that's a good indication. If you notice any type of vomiting or diarrhea, elevated body temperature, hot, dry skin, pale lips and gums, collapse or coma, could all be indications that your pet is suffering. The most important thing you need to do is try to get the dog or the cat out of the heat source right away, a fan, a little cool water, and even once the cat is doing better, it's critical that you get them to the veterinarian right away. Now, it's important that you lower that body temperature with warm water. When I say warm water, I mean room temperature water. Not too cold, not too hot. But the most important thing you can do is, if it's too hot outside for you to run around, it's too hot outside for your pets to run around. Be careful. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Dads do so much for us. So get everything your dad will want at JCPenney's Father's Day sale, going on now through Sunday. Go big with $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. Find solid deals on all men's solid polos by St. John's Bay for just $9.99. It's a brand and a deal you won't find anywhere else. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, valid 6/15 to 6/19. Some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried one-hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Soil quality determines plant health. Plant health determines animal and human health. 80% of the mineral needs of a plant are calcium-based, with the other 20% representing all the other minerals. The body needs minerals to occur in the same order of priority and ratios as plants in order to cause electrochemical reactions to occur optimally. One of the most important foods to give the body the calcium, phosphorus, and magnesium needed for proper body chemistry is whey protein. Now, add to this the new and improved technological enhancements unique to One World Whey, and you have a recipe to turn on the body's chemistry to making energy again. One World Way's new formula appears to support your body's ability to function in a more youthful manner. People report feeling major improvements in energy and well-being within 20 minutes of taking our new and improved One World Way. These effects last for 4 or more hours. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Four after hour, bid you a good day. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan, Tara Schillen, Jennifer back next week. We'll have the television news, what's on tonight, and other things of concern to you in a few moments here on Good Day. Meanwhile, back to the realities of the situation in Orlando, the ancillary effects of the conversations and what people want to see done as a result of it. I don't think there's a national consensus yet, although there are a lot of people who are focused on trying to push this law that's been suggested a number of times that will make it illegal to buy guns and explosives if you are on a watch list. I don't know that I see anything wrong with this. There is a push to get it done again. A couple of senators and a number of congressmen. The fellow who represents a district, for example, that includes Newtown, where Sandy Hook took place, decided a filibuster yesterday, to pressure lawmakers on both sides to take up this bill that bans the sale of guns and explosives to people who are on the terror watch list. Why would this be a problem? Why would anybody oppose this?
Right.
It's common sense. Why would you not want to think? And I think now even those who have been opposed to it on the other side say, yep, it's time to look at this. We ought to consider it. It's a mistake not to have this done. And so I'm brought back around yesterday, or this week certainly our focus has been in large part what happened in Orlando. What's going on in our country? Somebody sent me a note and asked me to name the two people, the two talk radio people that I talked about on the air with regard to this, because I thought the two people, interesting that this person brought it together, these two people represent such different points of view when it comes to discussing this. And it's one of the wonders, one of the great things to be thankful for about being an American is that we can have this conversation. We can have this discussion. Some people may consider it a filibuster like they have in the Senate. I'm not saying you don't hear it here, but you do hear it on some programs. You know, if you don't agree with me, then we don't want you listening. We don't want your input. And there are people that will have that conversation in the main. So the two hosts, they answer the question from the listener, who are the two radio hosts that I've talked about and made particular mention of what they have said on the air. One of them is Michael Kastner, who is a host in Oregon, in Portland. And the other one is Jim Turner, who is a host in Orlando. Kastner is openly gay and talked about it in relationship to what he felt the attack was all about at the nightclub. The other fellow, excuse me, works for a more conservative right-of-center station. Kastner would be considered left-of-center, and this fellow Turner right-of-center, who said on, not on the air, but on a Facebook posting yesterday, I'll make you a deal. I'll go along with a ban on assault weapons if the same bill includes a ban on abortion, abortion doctors, and abortion clinics. And for that, he got pulled off the air. Now, I don't think he should be pulled off the air for having said that. I may not agree with him. Matter of fact, I don't agree with him. But why was he pulled off the air? There are some people who wanted Kastner pulled off the air because of what he said in Portland. Hello, folks. This is what America is all about. And even though because we've had the corporatization of all sorts of media, not only the news media, but we were talking about Disney earlier. You realize how much of the movie industry and television industry Disney controls? How much of the thought process, how much of the entertainment process, how much of the world in terms of what you see and hear is controlled by these people? And so the same can be said for any number of and the fellow Kastner doesn't work for a company like that. He works for a company called Alpha. They're the people who are principals have done great work in radio over the past 40, 50 years. It's a good company and they're good people. But I can hear people calling the station, get that guy off the air.
Well, and, do people not listening, were they not aware that he was openly gay until he made his, which we I considered a rather eloquent commentary on the whole thing. But
no,
he came out
about 6 months ago. Yeah, he'd come out on the air about 6 months ago that he was gay. But I've known who the guy was for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. He's been on the air for 10 or 12 years. Mm. He's a pretty good host, actually. And this guy Turner, who was a former truck driver who became, kind of reminds me of a guy in Cleveland, Mike Trevisano, who's a character. I mean, this guy is a character. He's a Dems, Dats, D's, and Do's guy. But he's entertaining. He's a very entertaining guy.
I feel like only New Yorkers know what that means.
What, Dems, Dads, D's, and Do's? You get it.
Yeah. I get it.
Turner is just a, you know, kind of a nincompoop. But, you know, there's an audience for nincompoops.
I agree with you that he should not have been pulled off the air for that.
Not at all. He should not have been taken off the air. Anyway, but they're all, everybody's afraid. So, to be back to the original focus here, the business of whether or not gun violence can be curtailed by keeping people who are on the terror watch list from getting guns, what reasonable person would be against that?
Do we know what someone has argued? Do we have any idea? Because to us, it seems like common sense. But who would be defending that? But is it someone on the super left who says, no, that's an infringement? Or is it someone on the super right? Like, who's been standing up for that?
Don't have an answer to that. I know that it's been something there's a predictability or a pattern, if you will, to those who take on gun control. It has been, after all of these shootings, I mean, we've got four or five of them in the last 4 or 5 years, and then Congress goes off huffing and puffing, and then nothing happens. Everything gets just, that's the end. Yep. The energy is gone. But will this circumstance lead to an actual gun legislation deal that will keep those people who are mentally incompetent? And that's the difficult thing to define that. But I don't think there's any question about the terror watch list. If your name is on that list, damn it, you shouldn't have a gun or anything. Access, put them on the list and then just, I don't even know if there's a question about this. Why does it have to be a law? Just do it.
If you're on the no-fly list, are you also on the no-buy list?
I don't know the answer to that.
That's, I'm just curious. Question. I mean, I know sometimes the no-fly list has been very flawed, where anyone named Tom Jones or whatever, you know, has been caught up, and regular people who are not criminals at all have been caught up in that. But it would seem like those two things would correlate. Those two lists should be cross-referenced.
Mm-hmm. I think the question is, how do you land, how do you get on? I think that is there's a question, how do you get on the terror list? And that might be something that there would a little be. Who would? I would understand that question. It's dicey if there isn't some strict set of rules or strict set of guidelines that is consistent. All these people are on the terror watch list because otherwise, it could be used politically. I get that.
Yeah.
It could be used for. It could be a political hit list.
Mm-hmm.
So. But I think on the surface, the terror watch list is something that needs some scrutiny, a little bit more scrutiny. David is in Salisbury, Maryland. What do you think, David?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, how about you?
Just right. So the problem I have is not with the terrorist watch list, but some of these folks want to say that if you're on a no-fly list, that you can't purchase firearms legally. And what that does is it deprives us of due process under the 5th and 14th. Now, what I believe you just said right before I got on, that you could get some overzealous politician who, you know, throws people on these lists, and then there's no way to get off the list.
Or some overzealous bureaucrat. Yeah, it is a problem. You're right. So then we have to get down to the bottom line of how do you resolve that. But certainly we would all agree something has to be done. Don't you think, David? And whatever it is, to
absolutely
keep having these things happen,
you know,
what do we do?
Well, this gentleman was, you know, on the FBI's watch list. Maybe they dropped the ball. There's plenty of laws out there that should be enforced now, and I'm sure they are not all being enforced. Anyway,
Hi, David. Thank you. You know, there's a because I said earlier this morning that I wasn't a terrorist, but I was an anarchist. somebody could have heard that. I am. I don't like the government. I don't like what it stands for. I don't like what it's doing. I don't like how it's operating. It's not operating on the behalf of the people who pay for it. It's operating on behalf of the people who are running it, who get there. So what would keep somebody in Washington from putting me on the terror watch list? Or you?
Right.
So, yes, there is more refinement needed. And so as I said what I did about the terror watch list, then the thought comes to me through suggestion that we probably ought to know who's on the list. But somehow, I mean, some way, something has to change, whatever it is. You got it. We can't. This is no good for a civilized society. It just isn't.
Nope.
Take a deep breath, Doug. 45 past the hour. Television news up next here on Good Day.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
This report is brought to you by NBC Universal Telemundo Enterprises. Education, health, and finances are very important topics for the U.S. Hispanic community, which continues to be underrepresented in key areas, such as science and technology education. Hispanics also have increased incidence of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and obesity, and are more likely to be unbanked than non-Hispanics. Through El Poder MT, Telemundo aims to empower viewers to take action in the areas of education, health, and finances. The campaign will provide information and resources on the most critical issues affecting Hispanics today, and inspire viewers to live a better life by unleashing the power within. With the help of various talent, including Telemundo, NBC News, and MSNBC anchor and host Jose Diaz-Balart, Telemundo is spreading the message to their millions of viewers.
You don't have to be a superhero to make great things happen. The power is within you to reach all your goals. Visit elpoderenti.com for resources on education, health, and finances. Find the tools you need to improve your life. Follow the conversations on social media by using the hashtag elpoderenti.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing.
All right, we have 47 after the hour now on Good Day. Netflix continuing to defy the financial odds. Concerns from certain financial analysts about how much money they are spending on content. Netflix actually deserves a lot of credit for the shows they're putting on, starting with I call it Flag Day. House of Cards, the flag, and how it's presented on House of Cards. It tickles me, even though it's a very serious show. A lot of Netflix investment bets have started off well. Some of them have taken a while to pay off. But Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Orange is the New Black, new season. Operating profits for Netflix, 10. I'm sorry, 10. Good, Doug. That's probably wishful thinking. If I had stock at Netflix. $1 billion, though. Gone up from $178 million. So they're doing about five times as much business this year as they did 3 years ago. It's amazing. Incredible concept, actually. I'm just signing up for it. All right. Curb Your Enthusiasm. You asked me off the air yesterday about Larry David and what I thought about him. I think he's a very quirky, clever fellow who was more responsible for Seinfeld than Seinfeld, whether you realize that or not. He's been off the air. That show that he did, which was, what was it called? I forget about it. There was a show he did. Was it Curb Your Enthusiasm or is it something else? It was something else. Anyway, I thought it was pretty self-absorbed in it. But
Curb Your Enthusiasm is about him, so
yeah, maybe. Yeah, and he was very Jewish, but in an amusing way. It is very Jewish. It's a very Jewish guy.
That's
very Jewish.
I mean, that's,
yeah, it is, right. It's funny. All right, what's the big show tonight? Give us one big show tonight.
Tonight, a new episode of Bones. Bones is back on Fox. Aquarius is on NBC. And tonight, Lip Sync Battle features Oscar nominee Michael Shannon versus Rachel Bloom. Yeah, Michael Shannon. That'll be interesting.
50 minutes, 10 before they have 50 at the hour. Good day.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
About 53 past the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Normally, at this time, Tommy the K. Tom Kreidler from the Home Improvement Radio program, The Money Pit, visits with us to help you improve your home, your living conditions, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But today he's starting, he is kind of like behind the scenes, as I'm a dairy farmer behind the scenes and a broadcaster. He's a broadcaster and a scout leader. He has two sons who are in the Eagle Scouts, and he takes them on day trips, weekend trips, and I believe either it's this week or next week, he takes them all. I think he may be on vacation this week, but I know he's going in the next couple of weeks to take his 2-week journey. What is a long day's journey into night?
And another guy, which I saw recently,
are taking 40 some odd scouts on a 2-week camping trip. And wow. He gets all geared up. I mean, he wears the uniform of the leader. It's very cool. So anyway, he's not here. But I do have some important food news for your consideration. And I think we'll cover that material in a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Putty odor, P.U.
Yes,
Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219. 800-600-1219.
All right, let's get to some of the things that seem important and others that seem silly. The World Health Organization is not a governmental body, but yet it is. It acts like one. It's an arm of the UN. And they have declared drinking hot beverages carcinogenic. Okay, so this actually does make some sense because of what happens. It's like eating charcoal grilled and burnt fish or hamburgers or anything like that. It's just, I mean, you might as well be eating cancer. And the reason that hot beverages are carcinogenic is because the burning of your flesh and what that causes in your system is very dangerous because it's reconstructing the elements, in the course of the burning, the molecules that are the structure of your palate, let's say, or your esophagus, or even your stomach, are rearranged, they're affected, they're disrupted. And so drinking these beverages, the temperatures above 150, can easily cause you to develop cancer, especially of the mouth and the esophagus. And by the way, cancer of the esophagus is the eighth most common form of cancer around the world. So this is a word to the wise. The old business about a word to the wise is sufficient. Why would you want to drink hot drinks? Every once in a while I do something stupid, or I get a cup of tea and I don't let it cool down. It's good to make it hot when you're brewing it because that gets all the goodness out of the tea bag. But give it a while and let it cool down a little bit because you don't want to have this sort of thing. Consuming hot drinks is in the same category, according to this release, as gasoline, inhaling lead or exhaust fumes, that kind of stuff. When I was a kid, I used to love the smell of gasoline. I don't know whether it was the lead in it. It doesn't smell good to me now. And I think probably it was the lead. So it's funny how the human condition works. Why would God or ultimate intelligence create in us the desire to want to smell something that was bad for us? Again,
that is interesting.
Part of the lessons of life. I remember as a kid, thought, go to the gas pump with my father and watch the car being filled up, and thought that smell was great. And then you learn how bad it is for you. Well, maybe that's what's wrong with me. I've been breathing exhaust fumes from Jesus back for years.
That explains a lot.
That could be. Welcome to Dudley World. It's 59 past the hour. Good day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.